Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, February 18th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have DeFi debit cards. It's the Outlet Weekly Update. Let's take a listen.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? We'll get started now that it's exactly 3:30. Should just be a second to get some more outlet people in here as well. But essentially, for those of you guys who are new here, we've been doing a weekly series about kind of our progress and updates about getting onto Terra, as well as, you know, speaking to users. This week, we want to talk to an expert in our field, in the Terra ecosystem. And that is Safil. And this is a person who essentially posts all sorts of, I guess we can call it in industry terms, like alpha, or just like analysis within the Terra ecosystem. A lot of people in this chat here are really new to Terra. We are, you know, a lot of people in this room are not hardcore crypto folks, like a lot of people who are currently involved with the Terra ecosystem. And I thought he would be a great person to ask a couple questions to, so that way our audience can kind of understand the benefit of actually being directly involved with these DeFi protocols themselves and directly on the Terra blockchain specifically. This is a decision that we made as a company to build natively on Terra specifically for the Lunatic community, as well as our existing community of users, which is the vast majority non-crypto folks who use this account to hedge themselves against inflation and save some money. So effectively, I would love to, why don't you introduce yourself, Safil, and maybe we can kind of just get started.
Sure. Yeah, and it's Sefi is what most people call me, actually. That's two eyes at the end.
My
it's kind of funny.
My bad.
But it's okay. In either case, most of the talks and interviews and Twitter spaces that I've done over the last few months revolve around various builders and sort of systems coming to Terra. I think maybe my long history of science, tech, and, you know, crypto trading and this and that put me in a fairly good position to ask a lot of, I think, relevant questions. I run some businesses and my background is in pulmonary critical care medicine, so I'm actually a physician as well, and just kind of have a lot of different angles that I like to see things as an investor, as a person that's been in crypto a long time, and you know, see where, you know, projects can improve, or maybe where projects can fill in gaps and bring more to the Terra ecosystem as well. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I would say what's special about what's special about Terra specifically? You know, of course, we had, you know, Bitcoin, the first immutable ledger, you know, solving the Byzantine generals problem. And then you had Ethereum, which I think Outlet was working with before. And Ethereum was the first, of course, smart contract sort of platform with the ability to do a lot of interesting decentralized finance. Some of the original stable coins that emerged in the cryptosphere included things like Tether and USDC, which basically are centralized stable coins backed by a centralized entity with various levels of investments in the background to sort of back their currency. And what makes Terra special is it's like the first major crypto blockchain that gets you a mixture of a unstable asset in the form of Luna, which varies in price, but then you print UST, which is United States Terra stablecoin, among any other international stablecoin, using the value of Luna. So, for example, if Luna is $50 today, that means if I burn one Luna, I can mint $50 worth of UST. And besides that, the Luna ecosystem essentially stabilizes UST in terms of its peg to the dollar. And it does that with a mixture of sort of algorithmic and external exchange arbitrage tactics. And without getting too into the weeds, it's done a pretty good job lately of preserving very close peg to the US dollar. Oftentimes even better than Tether and USDC in volatile markets. So that's kind of the history of that. And the smart contract platform on Terra is particularly special. Besides it being a Cosmos-based blockchain, which is quite efficient, it's particularly special in that all of the fees on the network are relatively low compared to things like Ethereum. The fees can be paid in UST, which are very, very nominal compared to most blockchains. And you also don't have to waste the primary asset of the blockchain, of this chain, which is Luna, meaning, you know, if let's say on you're an Ethereum, you wouldn't want to sell your Ethereum because it's the asset that presumably it's going to go up. When you use it for gas fees, it's sort of like you are selling off an asset that you want to keep theoretically. And that whole scheme has led to very high GWEI or gas fees on Ethereum. And that's a problem that really is not going to be a problem on Terra now or into the future, because those fees can be adjusted, you know, for inflationary reasons or whatever over the long run to be kept relatively reasonable. So I think that's the big thing. And really our phrase here is decentralized finance needs decentralized money. And that you don't want a central entity controlling your DeFi or your stable coins so that they can be censorship resistant.
Right.
And then people like Outlet Finance, you know, say, for example, build a coin. Their business model is not wrecked if something happens to Tether or Circle, if one of the like wallets gets censored, for example. And then now all of a sudden, you know, there are Outlet customers who are left in the lurch because there are funds that have been frozen, for example. So you can't really build on software platforms on money that gets broken from time to time. That's probably my best way to describe it.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I think, all right, let me summarize what he said. I think, so some of our users, what you just said, Seth, for some of our users to kind of decipher it down, right? The UST is a stablecoin that is going to be powering the whole app. It's on the Terra blockchain, which is unique and super awesome because you can pay for fees instead of just in Luna, or I'm sorry, like in the layer one asset, like Ethereum or whatever blockchain you're on. you can pay in those stable coins. So for everyone right now who uses Outlet, who doesn't care about crypto whatsoever, you don't need to own any quote unquote crypto. You could just use these stable coins, and the app will feel exactly the way it does today. And I think that's something to emphasize here for those of you who are, you know, currently using the app and are maybe worried, skeptical, or not understanding the entire Terra integration. But let's touch back on what you were saying, actually. I think it's an important point about some of the risks involved in, you know, these centralized stablecoins, right? Which I think now are starting to carry, if not an even greater risk. And that is another reason why we're building on Terra, right? This truly decentralized money. Maybe you can touch on that.
Yeah, censorship resistance is a worry because, let's say, for example, some nefarious person were to acquire money in some nefarious way, right? Normally, a bank could shut down someone's account and prevent them from accessing their money. But here's the problem. If those people, you know, took money from who knows where, but then now that money has already gone out into the system, and you are now, like, after the fact, freezing any wallets that receive that money, that could be you or me who receive money from, say, a nefarious actor. For example, if when I go to the grocery store and I get change for my $50 bill and I get $7 back in change, you know, even if that $7 participated at some point in some nefarious, you know, activity in the world, it doesn't make that $7 sort of like worthless now to where, you know, someone's going to confiscate my $7 because it was a crime was committed at some point in the history of that money. So with public blockchains, the thing is, you know, it seems like a good idea to be able to censor these wallets, you know, from a crime prevention perspective. However, you can't build a world economic system where money is not free flowing. I think that would be the simplest way I can describe why we need decentralized money at this point.
Right. And, you know, touching on that, I think your initial point was also pretty on point with all the ongoing regulation and talk, right? And for example, those nefarious people, if that money was used to print, you know, USDC in that example, there would be an imbalance between how much USDC actually exists and the money backing it. And that is some of the risks involved in these centralized stablecoins, right? With DeFi, like a purely decentralized stablecoin, this risk is totally removed. And that is something unique to Terra as well. Well, not necessarily just Terra, but it is something unique that I think the community really enjoys and they understand. So kind of the business model that's involved with Terra that people don't necessarily always speak about is the more stable coins in circulation should, in theory, cause the par value of Luna to actually increase as well. So there's been a lot of, you know, rally around the community for an app like Outlet to kind of be successful because it should bring that whole community a lot of value, right? All of the Luna holders, people who use UST, etc. Whereas, you know, with a lot of these centralized apps, there is no reason to really use USDC over anything else. There's no reason. And as innovation kind of goes on, I think that these truly decentralized stablecoins like UST are going to be the absolute winners because there's a great public incentive for us and everyone else to actually use them, and everyone can benefit.
Pat, maybe for a second, you could cover for those of us who do not use Outlet Finance right now, who might be interested in doing so in the near future, who can use it? What is it going to be capable of doing? And what are some of the advantages you guys bring to that space?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we are a centralized lending service that is launching a debit card. This debit card will essentially unlock real bank accounts for us. So we'll have real direct deposit accounts with us. And we are switching the entire app natively over to Terra. So you will have a non-custodial Terra wallet attached to this debit card and bank account. And you will be able to go seamlessly in between kind of these two worlds of TradFi and DeFi seamlessly. So instead of waiting 5 days for the ACH, you can now wait, you know, less than a couple seconds for a single block, and you can move your money on over. You can spend it, send it, do whatever you want with it in the real world, and allow yourself to basically run your entire life through stablecoins. So the single balance you see today in the Outlet app will basically just be powered by Anchor Protocol, and we'll be earning users that rate. So, and that rate right now, I believe, is 19.68% or so, recently funded. So there's plenty of yield for everyone for a long time. And I'm really excited about them.
So besides the Anchor integration concepts, like what kind of basic financial services will we be able to do? We're talking about debit cards. Are we talking about like, are we going to be able to do like ACH, maybe auto bill pay or things like that in the future? Or
yeah.
Where do you see the system going to, like, because a lot of people on Terra want to sort of be able to run their lives
yes.
using some mix of maybe UST and then off ramps to be able to like take care of their, you know, usual activities, maybe with their yield or whatever.
Yes, that's exactly what Outlet is for, right? It allows users to actually run their lives through stablecoin. So our main feature that we're going to launch is direct deposit that I'm really excited for. I think that's like one of the most requested features since we launched Outlet, and we're going to be able to launch it soon after these debit cards and the Terra integration. So you'll be able to essentially turn all of your cash in any type of way into UST, and then you can offboard that directly into, you know, your wallet and move it around however you wish. You can connect to any type of Terra wallet with it, or a Terra app, I'm sorry, with it. And it'll basically be a version of Terra Station with a bank account, a debit card that is directly connected to it. And I think it's going to be very sweet. There's also going to be there's going to be a different and new type of insurance protocol that we're working with as well. That will effectively ensure all these balances on Anchor too. And this protocol is called phase.money. It is yet to be released, but I think it's going to make a big splash within the Terra ecosystem. We're going to be one of the first apps using it.
Now, are you guys looking to stay distinctly looking at expanding to like all 50 states, and then are you looking at any other sort of expansion plans for now, or is it primarily a stateside?
So currently, Outlet is only available in the United States. We are going to be, so every single feature I just talked about will be available globally in Q3. Q3 will be is our target launch for a global launch. We'll have every single feature that we mentioned, hopefully across the world. Debit cards and, you know, the Anchor aspect and wallets, absolutely. Bank accounts will definitely be in a couple of countries, but maybe not all in Q3. But we're working aggressively towards that, and it'll be a much more sleek version of Terra Station meets a bank account. So users can really run their lives through stablecoins.
So will you be able to use the app when you say it's like Terra Station meets? Does it actually have, say, for example, the ability to like hook up to dApps and things like that? Or is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Really? So interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a real,
in other words, once you've got your bank connected to this and you're in like an eligible area, you could sort of use this as an onboard instead of like a centralized exchange ultimately.
Entirely. Yes. So there is an exchange in the back end via an API. You can give us money, like, now, I'm not saying give us like Outlet in particular, but you can put money into the app and originate it in different ways, right? Via features like direct deposit. You can take a picture of a check. You can send money to us via your card. We probably won't include that at first, but you can basically get money to us via ACH, right? Right through Plaid. Currently is how you give us like essentially exchange money directly from your bank account. And then it goes from there directly into UST entirely for free for you. And then you can go ahead and do whatever you wish with it. But through the app's experience, it'll be a really tailored experience to call the anchor contracts. And these deposit and withdrawal buttons will just be, you know, deposit and withdrawal from the contract itself. So for those of you guys who are not familiar, that just means you're going in and out of this 20% interest pool, essentially.
You know, it could be kind of interesting, Pat, to if you haven't thought about this for the app is, because we've been talking about this a lot from the perspective of actual real world uses of wallets. It might be interesting ultimately to have a system where you have maybe two wallets on the app, where one can be used to interface with, like, you know, the public. So, you know, not everyone has to see everything you have, but Outlet in the background sort of like is able to transfer your money from one wallet to the other. So you have like de facto privacy where no one knows where that came from necessarily. Right. So like if you have 100,000, you have like 100,000 in your account, but then you spend it direct using someone that accepts UST direct, it'd be nice to be able to send someone $10, but you don't want them to know the entire contents of your bank account.
No, that makes total sense. And that is a great feature request, actually. Essentially, built-in Tornado Cash, almost.
Kind of, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, cool. No, I mean, that sounds awesome, actually. That is a pretty cool feature. Probably not going to do that to start, though, as, like, MVP. But I think if, like, enough users requested something like that, that'd be awesome. And that does sound like an awesome feature for the right person.
For now, there's only so many ways to... like so many places you can spend your UST direct. So right. A majority of people just need a way to get UST and then maybe convert that in an ACH manner to go like pay their rent or something, right?
Totally, yes. So speaking of paying rent, right, you'll be able to do things like pay rent if your landlord accepts any type of card payments. I know mine does, so... any type of payment that works with MasterCard, you'll be able to offload your account balance through, which is another, you know, unique feature, I think, to us at this point. We'll definitely be the first of the companies building on top of Terra to launch any type of debit card that I'm aware of. Currently, there are about like 50 users that actually have the debit card in their hands or on their way / some have it in their hands. Is more honest, and we're going to be launching this feature in the next 2 weeks to everyone involved in the app. So you'll be able to claim your debit card, and essentially from there, you'll be able to spend your outlet balance anywhere. And shortly after this, we're going to be issuing these 20% accounts directly through Anchor, which I think is really what a lot of people are excited about.
Yeah, I tend to use also personally, I tend to use like a pile of bonded Luna, which is basically Luna that ejects UST rewards. And I tend to like have some in that format so that I can like gain UST out of my Luna and then spend that in theory if I need to on certain things. So that might be a possibility as well at some point. But I guess technically, that would just simply be some minor integrations with Anchor again, but that might be a possible future avenue, a simple sort of like DeFi integration that you could do at some point if it's feasible.
Yeah, no, that is totally feasible. Actually, while we're on that subject, if you guys go on your phones right now, right, and you open up Safari and you go to Anchor Protocol, I think it's .com, I'm like almost certain, right? I've been on the website so much, I forget the URL exactly, but and you go on the real Anchor Protocol is what I'm pointing out. There might be fakes out there, so just be careful. You go on the real Anchor Protocol right on your phone. You can actually connect a wallet to this, right, via your phone. You will be able to connect your outlet account just like a normal wallet to that DeFi app. So those advanced features will actually, you'll just be able to do them on the website directly of that DeFi app.
Oh, so you can, in other words, you won't have to do the integrations because the wallets are
It'll hook up, through wallet.
So basically, I could bring my UST into the, in with no problem. And then that becomes spendable.
Yep. So you can take an existing wallet and offload it. You want an Xbox? Go ahead to the store and you know, you can just go ahead and grab one with your wallet and with any wallet you want. You know, so if you, for example, for privacy reasons, don't want to link up a certain wallet, you can also do that too, which is, you know, maybe what you were kind of getting to in a way about the other feature requests.
Yeah, I think part of it was a matter of like for non-crypto native people, mm-hmm. like there may be some features that might be where the user interface is like simpler and, you know, more accessible if you sort of just bring DeFi into the wallet a little bit, which is a thought. Not so much for the people that already know how to do all what I'm talking about, but those that would just want to, like, say, for example, buy some Luna, they don't know how to use a DEX, but, you know, there's like a, you know, if there was like a small, like a basic interface for a DEX on the app and you could hold it, buy yourself some B Luna and then just get the UST off that as a possible yield earning instrument, for example.
Yeah, totally.
Just like ways to sort of simplify the UX UI for, you know, non-DeFi nerds or whatever.
No, I totally agree. Actually, to go off that, you eventually will be able to purchase Luna directly through us as well. Probably not at launch, but through this wallet, you'll be able to buy what I'm going to call top cryptos, right? Like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Luna. But it's really a non-custodial Luna wallet. But you'll be able to buy those assets as well.
Perfect. Yeah. And actually, We've been having discussions with ThorChain as well, and Terra wallets are going to be able to connect to ThorChain direct also. So theoretically, you could bring your money in through Outlet, and you're interested in, say, for example, you know, setting up a, like, for example, if a Bitcoin wallet is available on your app, then you'd literally be able to connect your Bitcoin wallet and your, say, for example, your Terra wallet, and you could swap on ThorChain, for example. So there's a lot of interesting stuff coming to DeFi soon in terms of interoperability and sort of even decentralizing what you would normally think of as centralized exchange functions. Pretty fun stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree. And on the topic of, you know, fun stuff, I guess we'll sort of move over to a Q&A here or an AMA. And you know, feel free to, I see some people here have requested. I'm going to answer some of these questions here. Just allow people to speak on stage. And, you know, if it's a question for, we'll see what questions there are. So hold on 1 second. Okay, so Brian, we have you on stage coming on up. If you have any type of question, please feel free to ask. Okay, while Brian's connecting, we'll let someone else on as well. We're going to let Ben Crawley on and just let us know if it's a question for Outlet in some type of way, or maybe for Sethi for a more non-biased Terra opinion, or just crypto general opinion. Go ahead, Ben. I think that you connected.
Ben, are you there?
You hear me?
All right, Ben, we're not hearing you. Oh, yep, there you go.
Ben, okay,
we can hear you now.
A little further in regard to what we would traditionally be familiar with, you know, 250,000 FDIC insured with a traditional bank account, and how this phase, you know, money insurance is going to maybe, you know, set people's minds at ease in regard to, let's say you had 250,000 in UST sitting there, that you feel that warm and fuzzy feeling that you probably feel with a traditional bank in regard to the, I guess, only risk would be smart contract risk, in that sense that insurance policy or however that would take place and occur.
Yeah, that is. So this is a great question, and I'm super happy that someone brought this up, because I feel like, you know, we've been kind of brushing over what is phase and what's going on with that. So phase, and you know, feel free to even follow up with that question as I'm talking to Ben. So essentially phase is an unannounced protocol. This protocol is a new type of insurance. The goal of Outlet is to essentially be your new bank, right? You know, I'm going to be really clear. I would love for everyone to get on direct deposit with us. And how do I do that, right? As a founder of Outlet, I think we need to create or, you know, work with a team that's building a new type of insurance for this new type of asset class here. So if we look into the past, we've seen products like Nexus Mutual and a couple others that don't really fully work if you look into their payouts. And I'm not going to talk too negatively about them, but they don't fully work because they don't necessarily have the money. And there's been a lot of innovations lately around how a protocol can own its own liquidity and how a protocol can fundraise. And I think that's really the answer here, is essentially enabling these new primitives to be new building blocks out there for people. So Phase is a new type of protocol owned liquidity protocol, essentially a fork of Wi-Fi meets Ohm. And essentially what happens is if the stablecoin vault ever loses any type of money whatsoever, currently at Outlet, we've managed over $100 million. We have not lost a penny. But if Phase were to ever lose money for some type of reason, right, and these smart contract risks and these different DeFi risks, this LP and protocol-owned liquidity will just end up repaying. And that's kind of the innovation and the new type of insurance that Phase provides people, which is different than Nexus Mutual, which is like a centralized vote if we should do this or not, et cetera. So it's a true decentralized insurance, and we're working closely with this team and are inevitably going to be powering the entire Outlet app through these accounts that we're working with through with Phase. But we can also just use Anchor yourself as well.
So I sit there and think of...
Go ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to say, so I sit there and think of, like, I'm in my early 40s and, you know, have been in tech for years. Sit there and think of someone like my dad who, you know, has used traditional finance forever, can't wrap his head around, in, you know, anything crypto, you know, that, you know, he would come to me for. And I sit there and think about, you know, him having, you know, we'll just say hypothetically $1 million sitting, you know, spread out between four different bank accounts that are all FDIC insured for $250,000, earning, you know, next to nothing, you know, as we all know in a bank. To be able to go to him and say, Dad, pull this $1 million and put it in here and you're going to earn, you know, 19-20%, and getting that type of customer to, you know, grasp that concept of, like, you know, I could earn 20% on this million rather than nothing. And that, but what's important to him is that insurance, that warm and fuzzy totally feeling great. That he knows that if anything were to happen, that, you know, he's not going to lose that money. And that's what's hard for me to convey and convince to someone like that.
I totally agree with you. And I think that's the exact, like, that, not even think, like, I know that is the exact thing that is, like, really, it's really hindering all of DeFi, right, from being attracted to the true masses, I think, is the lack of true insurance, right? There is not a single crypto lending product that is truly and fully insured. I think what Phase is doing is an actual innovation for the whole space by actually being able to back these assets by having the protocol own liquidity. Like, that's the innovation that allows this to actually work, compared to other protocols where, you know, you could just take the liquidity and go elsewhere at any point in time. This protocol actually owns it and will only use it to pay back the stablecoin vault should there face any losses, right? And there'll obviously be a token for this for anyone who uses it and is, like, associated with it. So I think Phase is going to be a big part in the future of Outlet and its success for everyone, right? Users are going to enjoy an insured deposit. Phase DAO holders are going to pump to the moon, I quite frankly think. And, you know, we're really excited to be working with them as the one insured balance in all of crypto. So, and, you know, hopefully by then, we will definitely have direct deposit and a couple other features out too, to actually be, like, a true bank account replacement and allow anyone to really run their lives through stablecoins. Like Pat, most people want to.
Pat, real quick, Faye, so is that, like, where is that project now?
That is currently being developed. Probably by the end of the month, early March, there will be an announcement as to what's going down with that. There will definitely be a Twitter page and website up by then as well.
But is that something on Terra or is that another blockchain?
This is totally on Terra. This is native to Terra. The point of it is to really flourish and grow with these decentralized communities and make sure that they succeed. So the first one that we're starting out to support is going to be UST and Terra specifically. And this DAO is essentially replicating what the FDIC would in traditional finance.
Is there any type of cap in regard to, like, you know, it's $250,000 for a traditional finance?
Great question as well. That cap will entirely depend on how much liquidity that the protocol owns. So, for example, if, like, we own $20 billion, you know, if we have if FaZe has $20 billion in deposits and owns $15 billion in liquidity, you know, you will be insured up to probably, it's going to work kind of in the same formula as the FDIC would, right? Not every person has $250K. There will be people with more. So we'll insure up to, like, the median deposit plus some, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Is that per wallet then, I assume?
Yes, per wallet. So each wallet will be insured up to X amount, is what I'm trying to get at. But there will be a different formula for that, depending on how much protocol and liquidity that this protocol owns at the time, right? The dollar value versus, like, the dollar value in the vault. And just so everyone's aware, if you go to, like, a website called Wi-Fi, or maybe not a website, I'm bad with URLs, but yearn.finance, I believe, is their actual URL. They, I believe, invented what is called a vault. This vault is an important piece of technology and allows a protocol to manage a single token. We're using this, but on Terra, to deposit into Anchor Protocol, earn a direct amount of yield, and this vault will be fully insured by FaZe. And when I say fully, I mean as much as it can. I'm not guaranteeing all deposits will be insured, but in theory, it should be more than enough. So if you look at other projects like Ohm and Wonderland, they currently manage like $600 million dollars or so in protocol and liquidity, so aka insurance funds in the FaZe protocol. So I know that's kind of a mouthful, but I think we're gonna have a lot more of these follow-up calls, and the FaZe team as well will be involved in these calls as well going on forward. So there's a lot of changes and a lot of people who are requesting their hands up, so I'm gonna add some speakers. So here is Stefan the Third. I apologize, and I'm also gonna add TMT Capital as well. So Stefan, if you have a question, please feel free to ask away.
Hey Steffi, hey Pat. Thanks for holding this space. First of all, my question was about the availability for the different states. I know New York is pretty tough on everybody, so maybe not New York, unfortunately, but the only thing that stopped me from getting an outlet finance app up to this point is that my state is listed on the one of the states that doesn't have availability. So do you have any kind of anticipation of, will all the states be available sometime soon, or is it just the states that are not on that list, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, I do have some updates on that. So we will be opening up in a couple different states, I believe, once we are fully native on Terra. And we will not be available in New York, Vermont, Kentucky, and a couple others off the top of my head. Those are some of the states that we will not be launching in. And unfortunately, you know, New York is one of those tougher states. If you look up what a bit license is, it takes a lot to get going in
there.
Yeah,
that's what it's called, the bit license. And
it's a lot of resources, you know, for a single state. And I don't know, not a lot of companies are going to do it, you know, to be real. But I think regulation is going to change over time, and things should hopefully get easier for, you know, companies like ours. So more people can enjoy Terra, even if it's not through us. But, you know, generally, I hope it is through us, and we'll be able to launch in New York, I think, just as soon as everyone else is as well. But generally, right, Q3 was kind of the general guideline, I would say. We're absolutely going to be launching international. So if you want to see the outlet app in your country and home, just, you know, let us know, because we will launch in places that you request.
Okay, so I think it's just, I guess you would say it's probably just best to keep an eye on that frequently asked questions list that's on the website for the different states.
Yeah, I think so too. When we do launch on Terra, we'll be updating that. In the meantime, there's not going to be many changes for like opening up in new states or closing down in either.
Okay, fair enough. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Stefan. Our next person we can have here. Let's have Luna Rick. Come on down, Luna Rick.
Sorry, there's a lag. I don't know if you're if I'm up here.
You're up here,
hey,
man.
Hey, Zephy, how's it going?
Good, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I had two. One's more of a talking point. The other is more of a, you know, elaborate on your point of, you know, having two wallets. I think that's really something that's, you know, would be really interesting for those of us already in the ecosystem. Would a transaction like a Tumblr be a solution or another protocol? I know there's Void Protocol and Terra Bay coming out shortly. Would an integration with that also be a solution to that issue?
And I think the way Pat described it earlier is that we could use those sort of on our own accord, but like integrating those sort of DeFi protocols into the actual app itself is yet another step, and I think stuff that they could look out to possibly do, but won't be out near term from what he said.
Right. Because that could definitely, the more we could do, I mean, the more we can do with Outlet, the better it is for everyone involved. I mean, the other thing I wanted to discuss was more, this is not a question, more a talking point, is I'm sure as you, a lot of us are aware from the Terra world, but maybe not from the Outlet world, but Terra has signed a major partnership with the Washington Nationals. And I know that they're going to be accepting UST for, I don't know how long it is, the contract, but that there will be, you know, UST onboarded at the stadium. I mean, how does that work even if they're not using something like Outlet?
I have no idea, but I would love to be that on and off ramp, quite frankly.
Wink, wink.
I don't know their plan for that. But, you know, if I were to imagine, I would just guess they would maybe be Terra Station, because that's like the most pure DeFi play. And then they would buy it through the embedded servers there, which I think is Transact at this moment. But we could do better. We're going to be Transact fees for sure. I think we'll be a much better solution. And by the time that's ready, you guys are familiar with baseball at all, they even have a lockout on their season right now, so we'll see what happens. But by the time baseball gets going, we'll for sure be able to handle these people for direct deposit.
That's great. I mean, we also got this week, we have Ocado come with the on-ramp. I think the fees are, you know, very attractive for us, but there's no off-ramp yet, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if there are plans to be, but...
what are the fees on that, actually, if you don't mind sharing?
They're $2.
Awesome. That's a great thing, yeah.
But I think I haven't used it yet. I want to use it this weekend. It's just been very busy. But I think there's a maximum of $1,000 per day, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if you know, Sefi.
I'm not sure. I haven't tried it yet. But to me, the most compelling situation would be is if I could eventually do like more bill pay style things using, you know, the card, and then like blend that in somehow to automate it to, you know, pay off my anchor yield and things of that nature. So I'm just looking more and more to a user experience that I think would be easy to tell. Like the goal would be to be able to tell someone just that doesn't know anything about crypto how to use something like Outlet or any of those types of things. But to build things that are super, super easy for a consumer that doesn't want to know how it all works. As soon as that happens, I think that whatever that is, that'll be very popular. And I think Outlet should consider like making a move on trying to be the provider for like the Washington Nationals scenario, for example. There's no... Just start talking to LFG and TFL and whatnot, and like just start looking at that possibility. Especially if the a lot of the people that go to those games, did you say Virginia was one of the states that you do serve or don't?
Currently, we do not. That's the problem. I think Virginia is like a hard state to get into. So I think there'd be, quite frankly, a lot of issues with companies similar to ours, even servicing that in particular. But we can see what happens. And I know we're switching our on and off ramp provider. That is going to open us up to a couple different states. I don't want to say for certain at this moment that it is Virginia that we can also open up into. But, you know, I do know we're going to be opening up in a few different states. Hopefully that is one. Off the top of my head, I'm not for certain, though.
Hey, Pat, I brought up Trevor for a moment because he's sort of involved with Tix Money, which is like a ticketing platform on Terra, and had some opinions also about sort of like what happens. He had some opinions about what might happen with consumer interface with the Washington Nationals thing. So maybe he has some opinions. Trevor?
Yeah. Hey, Steffi. I kind of missed the beginning of this space because I was doing other things. but I guess I'm kind of curious where Outlet is at. I reached out to your team a while ago, and they said they would get back to me while I was exploring, you know, off-ramps and on-ramps and financial solutions. And I never heard back from you guys, so I figured you guys were like either in the dark building or something else. Could you give me a quick update of like where you guys are at? Sorry if this is like, if you covered it already, can you give me like the bullet points so I can kind of ask the right question here?
Yeah, sure thing. So cards, we are shipping in literally like 2 weeks now. We are going to officially be on Terra probably closer to the end of March. This will include a full non-custodial wallet. Be able to directly hook up to Anchor, any popular dApp on Terra, totally native on Terra, this wallet and everything.
Is that Taurus?
What is Taurus now?
Using the solution Taurus for the non-custodial key management, or is this an internal solution?
This is going to just be a fork of Terra Station, so it is not going to involve Taurus.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks.
But yeah, it's going to be, I wasn't aware Taurus was on Terra actually as well. If it's the same thing that I'm thinking about.
Yeah, Cash uses them. TOR.US.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, it's just going to be a standard fork of Terra Station, for, I feel like, the best security for people. We'll see if there's other non-custodial solutions that make sense as well.
Cool. And in terms of the payment pathway, you guys are on-ramp and off-ramp, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And your ramps are live?
Yes, our well, it's really just at this moment a centralized service, right? So you can't really link up your wallet and on and off ramp at this moment, but yeah, you can on and off ramp use the service entirely right now.
So you just you go through like your banking partners that are in like every state, every country, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you can just hook up your app to Plaid and just move money just like you can on any other app, right?
Okay, so you move it through Plaid. Do you guys have like a pool of stables that you guys sit on, or is this just a pass-through type thing?
We use an API in the back end who handles this for us, which is an exchange.
Okay, is there any swapping that gets done, or is it just purely moving through your platform?
Nope, we don't swap any user's money for anything other than USD to stablecoins. It's nothing. We don't like take out loans ourselves or do anything that Blockify does or anything gotcha. In particular that's like crazy at all. Actually, we try to be as safe as possible while still gotcha. Attaining like market rates for CeFi.
Awesome. What kind of fees? So I'm hammering you with a question. What kind of fees are associated as you on ramp, off ramp?
There's none actually right now. So there's literally no fees involved in Outlet. It is an entirely free service. When we have a non-custodial wallet, we may introduce fees on non-stable assets because there are exchange fees involved. But the plan is to on-ramp will always be free. Off-ramp might cost some money if we're looking at non-stables. But stable coins will also be free.
Sweet. But there's fees associated when you run things through Plaid, correct?
Nope.
No.
Not we pay okay. all fees. Like literally it's totally consumer friendly. There's no fees, no hidden fees at all on the Outlet app.
Awesome. Oh, that's super awesome. We have to talk some more after this. How are you able to do no fees though on this? Because I mean there's naturally dev costs, is naturally overhead, is naturally salary and stuff. How are you able to do that? If you don't mind explaining, you don't have to.
Maybe we can talk about it next week, man. But I think other people also are requesting. Okay. But basically, right, obviously we do make money. There's a spread between what users make and what we make. And that is kind of the answer here. So everything else in the app is completely free. And yeah, there's a spread.
All right, awesome. Well, let's definitely talk later because that with our ticketing makes sense. We're interested in partnering with all the ramps and you know all the options out there to give you know the best possible value to the consumer. So yeah, let's talk if you want.
Sure thing, man. You can DM me. So let's get another person on up. Let's get the Frugal Lunatic. This sounds like a good one. I like your tag. Your alias.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello, guys. First of all, Twitter removed the 100 emojis, so I can't react really to like whatever you guys are saying. And if I want to agree with something, so that's a bit disappointing. But my question was like for Canada. How I don't know if you guys have started. Deploying services here or like are in the works, but how do you see the regulations and like so on over here? Would it be like a simple like rollout or like you would have to like maybe have some provinces where people would be able to use your services and some where they might not be able to?
So I can't speak on Canada's specifically because I'm not up to date with regulations there. We're going to launch in regulatory friendly areas that we have demand in first. A lot of people have requested that we launch in Canada, but I think we need to specifically look into what's going on there. I'm not up to date with policies at all in Canada, but I would assume it would be something similar to the US. And if you use regulated entities, and you yourselves like as Outlet do not touch users funds, launching becomes easier and easier by using the right partners. So we would look for those people and figure things out from there.
Okay, yeah, that is kind of my question because I'm in Canada. So, like, if you guys are launching here, I'd be like the first one to download your app. And good luck.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate that, actually. But I think it'll probably come Q3. I just don't have specific details on, Canada specifically, to be honest. I don't have, like, really good insight. But Bruno...
Thank you.
No, thank you, Frugal. Frugal Lunatic. All right. So let's get Bruno on up. Bruno, feel free to ask any type of question you would like. Bruno,
yes.
If you want to unmute
Hi.
Yourself.
Hi. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Bro. Okay. So I have a specific question about the features, the goals feature. Are there any plans to improve the UX for that? So where I'm trying to go is I noticed that if I allocate, let's say, $1,000 on my, I create a goal and I call it car, and I actually don't see the interest that it accrues on the specific goal. I think the interest that it accrues on those $1,000 are just put to the main pot. So it'd be nice to see like the actual goal increasing from the interest in its goal.
Yeah, that's a great feature request. And goals is something. So if you saw on Twitter, I don't know if you in particular saw, but we're starting to post some of like the screenshots we have from our new and improved app that we're rolling out when we're on Terra. This whole app will be live. So we're making a really big switch, starting to like have a company policy of building more in public. So people can understand where we're at. Essentially what's going on, right, is this goal feature and every single other screen in the app is getting redone. You can see on Twitter, what the debit card pages are going to really look like. You can even customize this color that you see on the page on Twitter, which is orange. You can make that into purple, black, or blue, or green, any of the card colors. And I think it would be, just something that a lot of people are excited about. But this whole redesign, I'm saying, people would be excited about, not just like changing colors. But I think, this goal feature has been a big goal for us to redesign and really think through. So you'll be seeing that entirely redone as well once the app's dashboard is redone. And we'll be sharing a screenshot of the app dashboard and everything that's going on as we kind of progress here. But please, anyone on this call, feel free to leave any type of feedback on the screenshots that we share. We'd love the feedback. Generally, I think our whole team would really enjoy hearing from you guys. So Bruno, hopefully that answers your question, man. The whole dashboard is going to get redone, including some of those, like the goals feature and a couple other things.
Sure. It does. And I've been a longtime user. I don't know relative to the entire pool of users, but I still need to catch up with Twitter. I still only check the Discord channel for updates, but I'm getting behind because now there's like a new source of information with Twitter. But that's fine. I just need to catch up.
Gotcha. No, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. And thank you for being with us for so long term. I think you're going to be really excited about the change to Terra, the increase in rates, and everything that we have coming on, quite frankly. I know I am too. Like, I'm literally so excited to use my own app. It's crazy. Thank you. Okay, cool. Let's get Horace on.
I actually pulled up Ryan here for a sec.
Please.
Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, hello. So just curious, once you get into these on-ramp, off-ramp things, you obviously have to kind of cross that like trust threshold with the users of privacy and all that, and all the banking stuff. And so I was just listening and trying to sign up on the app, and I see you got to put in social security number and all that. And I'm just kind of curious from your guys' standpoint, and maybe kind of talk about like what's required from your end of how much of that stuff you guys need to ask for. What's the minimum? What's the maximum? Because I know that's always kind of a hang up when people are sort of going from like deciding which, I mean, at this point, anybody in Terra will take any on-ramp they can get because we're super excited. But I know that's always a hang up. People are like, oh shit, man, that's a lot of, I'll give my driver's license, but I won't give my social or what. Just kind of maybe talk a bit about from your standpoint of what you guys are looking at when you consider that.
So here's the honest truth, right? We as Outlet will ask the bare minimum the bare minimum required by our on and off ramp partner, right? We do not want to overexpose users' data or do anything like that. We ourselves do not handle this data whatsoever. It is safely secured using a service called OnFido. And essentially, when we're on Terra, it'll be used by a service called SoCure. SoCure is the largest KYC provider, I believe, in the world, actually, and it's like the standard solution to do so. The reality is there are KYC laws in the US, and currently to use the app, we are a centralized service right now, and you need to use our exchange and hand us money from your Plaid account. For just so everyone's aware, when I say us, I just generally mean the Outlet app. It is not like us in particular as an organization. But you know, you hand it over, and then behind the scenes, we handle this exchange for you. And in order to use the exchange, you need to provide your social, and you need to link your ACH payment method, right? So that is like the two big asks that we have. So you got to verify you own the ACH method that you're sending to this account and to this payment source, which is our exchange partner, and then they exchange it for you. So that's kind of the bare minimum. I know it feels like a lot, but in the future, you won't need to necessarily do that at first. You can create a wallet with us and just kind of hang out with that, or import your own and use it that way. But if you really want to utilize the on and off ramp, you're going to need to provide some type of KYC, because those are the laws across the United States, and we want to be here for the long term, you know?
Okay. Yeah. And I guess knowing that social security number is a minimum requirement, as you're saying, I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Exactly. And then just the payment method is, we got to have that too, or else how are we going to do this?
Sure.
It does feel like a lot, and I agree, but the sign up in the future will be better for those that are coming from like a Terra first type of a user experience. The user experience right now is tailored towards someone who does not own crypto, and hopefully that explains the kind of design decision there.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, Ryan. Cool. So we'll allow one more person. And then that is it, because this is now heading a little bit over an hour, and I don't want to take up anyone else's time. I'm going to allow this person. So we're going to allow Dirty Lenses as the last speaker of today. I've seen him requested for some time. Yes. Good, great name. So Dirty Lenses.
Oh, hi. It's me. Hey, guys. Thank you for... thank you for the space. It's very, very informative. I wanted to first say hi to Doc Queen, which was here, obviously, but it's gone now. But anyway, my sort of thought and question in general is that in here, in this space where we're sitting right now, we're all more or less degens in here, right? But what you're doing and what all of the other attempts at like bringing USD to mass adoption, like one of the earlier talkers was bringing up, like bringing my father or my father-in-law that want to get that 19% from Terra. Obviously, the simplicity of the on-ramp and of the off-ramp of the debit card and paying your bills, like Sefi was saying, is super important. And I think with that probably comes a little bit of work and some spend in advertising or marketing. Something simple as like, hey, look, this is the new age of the bank account. This is what you're going to be able to do using Outlet and our tools. Have you guys thought a little bit on that, meaning like marketing and advertising towards normies as opposed to us here, you know, who follow on Twitter and know a little bit more?
Yeah, so we are, I think, a larger app than we seem. We are, I believe, the largest app in the United States for non-crypto people right now. Like, there is almost no one in who's using our app who is a hardcore lunatic, I think, at this moment, honestly, because you're better off using Anchor directly at this moment, I think. And that's a big switch that we're making as a company, and we recognize that. We think that Anchor and UST, quite frankly, is the future of decentralized finance, and we want to be here to support that community. The reason why we're on Twitter right now is to attract the DeFi community. We are currently, we have 40,000 users who are non-crypto folks who use this app. And yeah, man, we've managed over $100 million of non-crypto folks' money. We currently do not spend a lot of money on marketing. You're absolutely correct. But when we have the direct deposit features unlocked within our app, we will be, and we'll be spending a lot of money. Up until that point, it's going to be about building and keep growing our KPIs, but we're going to keep shipping. We're currently growing at about 3-10% each week at the moment from top-down KPIs. And I'm really excited about that. So I think we're going to raise a lot of money in a large Series A financing. And we'll be able to spend quite a bit of money on marketing and traditional advertisements.
Yeah, I think from our perspective, you know, like plenty of people that are sort of DeFi degens and whatnot, there's plenty of people that have friends and family, though, that would probably, you know, bite onto the apple of Outlet Finance much quicker than they are kind of running around exchanges and like, yeah, you know, funding wallets and then figuring out how to use them. So I think, you know, apps like Outlet are essentially what the vast majority of people need. And if they can also get a little bit of like Luna exposure and whatnot, you know, most people that, you know, Anchor yield plus or minus maybe Luna's yield. Those are kind of some of the two most commonly used functions, I would say, of most people's Terra Station wallets, or at least a substantial portion of people's funds are locked in those two things. So, you can get your friends and family to essentially participate in DeFi. And, you know, if they want to really get into the weeds with it, they can do that later, right? But it benefits the Terra ecosystem more immediately and UST adoption more immediately by having apps like this, even if they're not, don't have every feature in the universe yet. That may not necessarily matter as long as the core features are there.
Totally agree. You know, keep in mind, banks don't have any interest and they have a massive amount of liquidity in users, you know. I think there's plenty of reasons why different people are attracted to different applications. And I think right now, right, we're starting to kind of wet the beaks of DeFi folks instead of non-crypto people and just savers. So, you know, we're really excited about that. And I think our combination of features that we have deploying will really make Outlet a superior choice for anyone who's looking for any type of direct deposit solution. And I think that's like, you know, not even, I keep saying I think, but I know that that is what we want to do as a company, and the relationship we want to have with consumers is be really the home for their livelihoods. And for those who are interested, bold enough, or brave enough, you know, and want to be pioneer and cool enough to run their lives through stable coins, you should do it with us.
because we have a superior set of features for the few who are looking to really do so. So, and I, you know, I think speaking on my behalf, I can't wait to get every single paycheck directly into UST and earn 20% extra on my entire life. I think it's going to be a huge hack for everyone who's looking to, you know, both save and earn more money. It's really exciting. So without further ado, I guess I'll,
I'll go last ahead. Question, Pat. Sorry. But did you say that we do or don't have like ACH direct deposit capability on Outlet just yet?
So you can do ACH. You cannot do direct deposit just yet. That is coming shortly after our debit cards, and we'll be launching a couple weeks afterwards, as planned. So the goal is to get everyone on direct deposit with us, and we'll be launching those features just shortly after the debit cards. So
see, this way you sort of become people's like bank, at least for some portion of their like financing or financial activity.
Well, hopefully all of it, right? If you're on direct deposit, you could typically only get on direct deposit with one institution. But the point is we'll have all the features needed for you to actually do that. So any type of feature a traditional neobank has, you'll be able to do so through Outlet. In combination with Phase, it'll also be fully insured as well. So those are kind of like some of the really overarching exciting things that we're doing, and why I think it's going to be the best solution for consumers to get on direct deposit with. Like, the whole app is designed to win your direct deposit relationship, generally.
Cool. Perfect.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I'm just going to, you know, kind of end it there. But for everyone who came out today, I just want to say thank you so, so much. Actually, if everyone or anyone wants to have a chance at winning some Outlet swag or an Outlet t-shirt in any type of way, hop on over to our Discord. I am going to follow up with a link. We will choose a random person, and this random person who fills out this form will win a shirt, and we'll just send it directly to them wherever you're located. So if anyone wants that, feel free to join, and I'll be sharing it, the link shortly after. So thanks a lot, everyone. And yeah, really appreciate it. Enjoy everyone's weekend. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Outlet Weekly Update, DeFi Debit Cards, recorded on Friday, February 18th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Gotta keep it rolling like a Tesla makes me. Wanna puke my brains out all over these pastries. I'm just trying to lay here and be all lazy. Please tell the drugs they don't need to chase me. So get laced, then start your pacing. Color me impressed with all this crazy. I don't wanna be crass, but maybe I'd give my right nut for one of them Dre beats. Or maybe get dressed up all mainstream. Run for office and empty your savings. Trying to get paid in rustic cravings. Brainwashed blame game, picking up ratings, getting all berated like madmen ladies, hating on everything great from the 80s. Lately, the bait's been looking angry, dainty, till you see what they dangling. hanging off a stick. Shape of a ghost to haunt your crib. Raking in the most without boring me. Just another day in the life of a quarantine. Props to everyone who ever wrote to me. Feet opening through a new wave of growing pains. Best case, they never even notice me. Slipping a fast one into the closest gene. Stick another chicken in the crisper. Whisper the magic words and listen for the whimper. The simpler the better, so buy the dip. Blindfold on tight, ghost ride the whip. Straight at another ghost ship. Let's see what the goats win. When you get tossed in the ocean and you don't swim, not what I was hoping. Going nowhere fast, lost in the potion.
There is nothing more foreseeable as a public health crisis for, again, a world where we're just living on top of each other in crowded and polluted cities than a pandemic. Every academic, every researcher who's looked at this knew this was coming. And in fact, even intelligence agencies, I can tell you firsthand because I used to read the reports, had been planning for pandemics. And yet when we needed it, the system has now failed us. And it has failed us comprehensively. And the thing that I find grotesque about this situation is that now the people who are being asked to sacrifice the most are the people who are in the most precarious positions, who have the least to give. We're constantly being told we're the richest country.
Terror Spaces.